Gary Canapa has been at the center of the State House's struggle to get organized this session. Republicans in attendance at Friday morning's breakfast meeting were disappointed Canapa didn't side with the party to be the 21st vote and give them a majority caucus in the House. They called for him to register as a Democrat or as undeclared.
You can't define Republican. I've never voted down party lines. I've always been an issue-by-issue candidate. I'll remain that way. I think the Republican Party has done more to divide us as Republicans in the last couple of years than any time in our state history. I think we're on a path to correction now. I'll remain Republican. I'll always vote the issues, not down the party. So anybody who ever thought that I was going to do that obviously didn't know me very well from day one.
Canapa says a Republican-controlled House with a majority of just one vote was doomed for failure. The coalition that will be led by Bryce Edgman of Dillingham will include at least five Republicans, including Canapa. He says he saw a deep divide in a slim Republican majority well before the governor's budget was released.
And I knew that when we got to Juneau, without fixing them or resolving them or talking about them then, how divided we were. My fear was that we got to Juneau, organized as 21, and when we got to them policy decisions with constitutional amendments, PFD payments, repayment, I said, our divide will be so great, we will never fix it. It's better to deal with this right now and figure it out than it is to get 2 months or 3 months into session and completely implode. And that's what we were on track to do. We're simply on track to do that. There was no chance of success when the policy issues come up.
Canapa has some issues with some of the governor's budget proposals that will demand a change in state statute to accomplish, like diverting oil and gas property tax revenue away from local municipalities and to the state. That would cost the Kenai Peninsula Borough about $15 million, according to early estimates. He also pointed out other areas of the budget where he sees value the governor doesn't, like social services for seniors.
Seniors who are counting these are very, very low income. And whether you think you like social programs or not, you can remember back in the 70s when we started longevity bonus program, it's because seniors were flocking this state just as fast as they were turning 55, and we were losing all that talent, all the retirees, and some of that was created back then to entice them to stay. Well, it's been downsized considerably, and now we're simply supporting those who really can't get by on their own. If you're giving a senior $250 a month to help with them expenses, that's the high end. The low end, $76 a month. I think that's it's a pretty responsible social thing to do.
With the House at least somewhat organized, Canapa says he expects committees will be formed and can begin conducting regular business by the beginning of the week. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.